This is Niall of Niall Quit the Band, and you're listening to Jedi Nation.
And yo, this is DJ Jedi, and you are listening to the Jedi Nation podcast here on Real Music Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in, as always. I appreciate your love and support, and we got a very big show tonight. We have Shanita Richards from Motor City Spreads coming on soon. We're going to talk about her products, which are jellies and jams, and we're also going to play the latest from Jelly Bean Johnson towards the end of the show. And right now we're going to talk about the weather, because the weather here right now is frightful. It's a lot of rain, and it is a lot of thunder. But so if you hear some of that stuff in the background, it's not just special effects that I have upgraded the show with. It is actually Mother Nature. But we're not going to let that stop us from getting the show done tonight, unless we have a complete power outage, which so far so good, we don't. So hang in there. If I just disappear, you'll know why. So thanks a lot again for tuning in. I want to share something, a little thought with you guys that I had over the last month. So I've decided that it would be in my best interest if I was to explain to you why I think it's best for me to get a divorce. Yes, I'm getting a divorce from craft and micro beers. I know it's hard to take, and I know it's hard to swallow, guys, but just hear me out here for a minute. So I grew up in the 80s, and back then we didn't have very much in the way of beer choices. We had things like, we had Coors and Bud Light, and we had Hams, and we had Pabst Blue Ribbon and things like that, but we didn't have a whole lot of choices when it came to our beers. So that's what you drank. You got it ice cold, you drank it, you moved on. And then what, about 10 years ago, maybe longer, but 10 years ago, it just seemed like this whole micro and craft brewery thing really took off. And all of a sudden, there wasn't 10 choices at the store for booze, beer. There wasn't 10 choices for beer. There was 40 choices. And you really looked and went, what in the world am I supposed to do here? Like, what do I pick? And so I thought I'd be hip. I think I was trying to be, I was hip, I was cool. I think I was trying to be hip and cool, so I would try a lot of these. Most of them I would get home and crack open a six-pack and open one, and it was like, meh. And sometimes they were good. And I guess overall the experience has been good for me, but I found myself really buying like wasting a lot of money, because these aren't cheap, you know. And so wasting a lot of money on, you know, supposed good beers, and then finding myself disappointed in the six-pack that I bought. And I drink one and go, well, it sucks, but I just spent all this money on six-pack of beer, so I guess I'm going to drink them, which also very discouraging. And then about January, my friend introduced me to the Untappd app, which you take a picture of your beer, you rank it, you share that ranking. You can go to a restaurant, you can scan their menu, it'll give you the rankings of people giving their beers. It's a lot of fun, right? It's cool. But again, it just gets you more into this whole idea of, you know, beer and having to make a lot of bad choices instead, because you want to, you know, it's like Pokemon for beer, you know, you got to catch them all. So if you're somewhere and there's like, okay, good old reliable, I like Labatt Blue, cool. I love that with my burger. No, I got to try Jack's Amber White Ale IPA with a touch of wood. And then you get it to your table and you're like, yeah, not so good. So that's where we come to this point where I'm just like, you know what? It is time to just cut the cord and let it go and go back to my old reliable which is the good old beer from the land of clear blue waters, originally from Minneapolis. Now, I think it's bottled and canned in, well, canned, there's no bottles of ham, canned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's owned by Coors, but that's good old fashioned Hams. And Hams to me has always been reliable and cheap. You know, it's like, at its peak, it's like right now beer's a little bit up right now, like everything is. So I think you walk out of the door with a 30 pack for like $14.99. And I believe if you, you know, typically it's $11.99 or $12.99. So you get 30 beers for under 15 bucks and they just make you happy. You know, you put it, you ice it cold. It's great. It's refreshing. I don't need anything more than that. Now, that being said, doesn't mean that when my friend Justin comes to town or I see my friend Justin, I'm supposed to see him in Chicago in a couple months. Or is that next month already? Whatever it is. You know, if we're at some cool place, cool brewery, yeah, we'll try a few different beers. That's fine. And my son and I like to do it. We like to rank beers together too. And so he'll buy one of those, you know, pick your own six packs and we'll rank those together. And that's a good time. I enjoy that. Not that I'm never going to do that again. But from now on, I just decided I'm just going to overall not, no more going to the local store and staring at 40 beers and then making a bad decision and then being stuck drinking five that I don't like. Because you're going to drink them because you paid for them. So again, going to walk in, grab my 30 pack of Hams. I'm going to walk out, be happy. And my life has got one less decision I need to make from now on. Just no more. So that's my big rant for the night. Some people would call it my get off my lawn segment of the show. And I think maybe it is, you know, like I said, I'm getting older, getting crankier, getting set in my ways. So before we get to the interview with Shanita from Motor City Spreads, I thought I would set the mood with this really great song. Yes, it's a double Jelly Bean Johnson night. This one just totally sets the mood. I think you guys will understand. So here's Jelly Bean Johnson and then Shanita Richards from Motor City Spreads here on the Jedi Nation podcast. Woo!
Welcome back to the Jedi Nation podcast. And, of course, this is DJ Jedi, and I have an exciting guest for you guys. I really have been pumped to share her with you since I met her on the 4th of July. This is Shanita Richards, and she owns the Jelly and Jams and Specialties shop called Motor City Spreads. So first, Shanita, welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, me too. I want to kind of tell you why you're on the show here tonight. And that was, you know, after the local parade here, and my wife and I went over to the farmer's market, and over there I saw, you know, I was drawn to the guys playing music right away. And my wife, she's always drawn to the sweets. So
smart lady.
Yeah, exactly. She saw your booth and she was like, I'll be back. So she was over there for a while. Like, well, something cool must be going on over there. So I walked over and immediately looking through, I saw your Werner's jelly. And, and anybody who's a Detroiter, Michigan person, you know how we all are about Werner's. And when I saw the Werner's jelly, I had to have it. And then I looked as I grabbed that and I gave it to my wife. And then I said, and I was watching, and I think was it your daughter was helping you, I believe. Is that right?
Yep.
And it was like a little family affair was going on. And what I saw was your passion for it. And you could tell that you loved what you were doing. You were doing something really cool. And then I've been doing, like, I've done a radio show for 15 years on the internet, music show. So I'm a music nut. And so what you do fired me up right away. So for those that have never heard of you and those getting to know you tonight, tell us about Motor City Spreads, what you are, what your vision is, and your vibe, because I thought it was awesome.
Thank you. So I make vegan, gluten-free, small batch artisanal jams. So I pick everything, I chop everything, everything is safely canned, and everything is named after a song. So that's my favorite part, is that when I'm making, say I'm making something and there'll be a song playing in my head, that's going to inspire what the name of it is. And I'm also a huge music fan, so it's been really cool to get to name things, and then I get to go to shows and people get excited about it. It's just, it's a really good time.
It's really cool, and like I said, people, they pick up on your passion for it the minute they walk up to the booth. And I walked away with my wife, and I said, "Yeah, she's coming on the podcast." And my wife's like, "That sounds like a great idea." So, how did the business start? Tell me the beginnings. How did you get there?
So I thought I was going to be a pastry chef growing up, and then I ended up going to school for management. So I have a bachelor's in management and also marketing. Ended up doing finance for 15 years. And then my daughter was born 7 years ago. So I was a stay-at-home mom until about 4 years ago. I always said I wanted to learn how to can. Like, my grandma was a huge canner back in the day in the 50s. She canned a ton. So I always wanted to learn, but, you know, you put things on the back burner. You say, one day it'll happen. My neighbor across the street had a canning pot and some jars for a dollar at her yard sale. So I said, you know what, I guess I'm learning how to can.
Nice.
So I just started making kind of interesting combinations. Like I said, my big focus is safety, but there's so much flexibility in jam making that you can make really safe, really yummy things. So I just started posting on Facebook, and my friends were ecstatic. And they're like, you need to sell, make a business. So finally I did, and it's just been crazy ever since. It picked up a lot quicker than I anticipated.
How long have you been doing it now?
Since 2018.
Okay. So you're into your fourth year. And then obviously COVID gave you some problems, I'm sure. Perfect time to start a business. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And it was terrible, because there was a huge glass shortage, lid shortages on just about everything. And they were extreme shortages. So it got a little hectic at the end, trying to make sure I had, you know, like jars to can in.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little hectic.
Yeah, I bet. But now things have got to be, I mean, your booth alone was packed and people were there the whole time. Yeah. And everybody seemed very excited. So how did the music and because people have to, like, really got to see your booth. They've got to see, like, the shirts you guys wear. They have to get, like, and read all the jars, because it's like it is so tied to music. How did you decide to tie music into jellies and jams? Is it jams and jellies or both? I'm always confused by that.
It's jams and jellies and both. So jam is fruit, like mashed fruit in some kind of capacity, and then jelly is fruit juice. In some kind of capacity.
Perfect. I never knew that. There you go. Yeah. I 54 years old. I just learned something. Thank you.
No, yeah, you'd be amazed at how many people don't know the difference. Like, pretty much most people who walk up don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never known. So, yeah, how did the marriage between your jellies, jams, and music come together? How did that happen?
So when I was starting my business, you know, you have to have names for stuff. And I make a lot of different flavors. Everything is seasonal. So come seasonal time, come in the summer, I'm going to have different flavors than I'm going to have in the wintertime. And I was thinking, what can I make that has kind of a theme that ties in and kind of makes sense? And then I look down and I'm wearing a Beatles t-shirt. And I'm like, okay, so I guess, you know, music would be perfect because it's one of the things I love more than anything. Like, my family is all super musical. I'm more of a clapper. I'm very good at clapping.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody needs an audience, right?
Yes, that's right. My daughter and son are like can play things by ear.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I can't do anything. Like terrible. I'm a clapper too.
Yep, we can be very enthusiastic clappers.
We're very I'm so enthusiastic about that. It's like, yep, cool. I can't do it.
Yep, I can always have admiration for somebody else.
Oh yeah, even at the festival, the two brothers that were over there playing music, I'm just like, I'm in awe of people that can pick up an instrument and make it sound like something I've heard before. It's like, what?
Absolutely.
Like, what?
And they did a great job, too. It was wonderful.
They were fun, actually. I really thought about getting those guys on the show eventually, too, because they were just a fun couple guys to talk to and brothers that have been doing this stuff together all their lives. So they were really fun. So I'm going to try to get them on later.
I think that'd be super cool.
When it comes to music, since that is your inspiration, like growing up and now, like what are some of your bands and what are some of your favorite musicians and, you know, what do you jam to while you're making jam? There you go.
Well, it's funny. The very first jam I ever named was My Strawberry Rhubarb, and I named it Thriller because, Michael Jackson, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, rhubarb's got a little bit of a kick to it. So I'm like, Thriller, okay, this kind of makes sense. So huge Michael Jackson fan, Prince, you know, obviously Beatles, Aerosmith, Anita Baker, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, all kinds of just like, my music taste is very eclectic.
Yeah, me too.
So everything from like the 20s all the way until now, it just kind of, you know, it's got to suit your mood.
Yeah. If it's good, it's good. It doesn't matter the genre. It's just, if it's good, it's really cool.
Yep.
So
and I kind of stick with like Motown.
Yeah. Actually, that's what I really liked about it too, is that there was just, you had that Motown vibe and it was, I just love it. Like it was just really cool. And people will like, you know, once you point them to your Facebooks and websites and any of that stuff, social media, and they take the time to go over and look, they're going to love what it looks like. I mean, it's really cool. Like I can't tell you enough how cool it is.
No, that makes me feel amazing. Cause everything, I came up with all my concepts myself. And then I worked with a graphic designer at first and I knew what I wanted my logo to look like. So I was like, hey, I want a jar of jam and then like maybe a city behind it and then like headphones so you can tie in the music to your mouth thing.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's,
and it
just
worked out perfectly.
Brand. Yeah,
yes.
It does.
And I got lucky.
So unique. You did great. You did really awesome.
Thank you.
Do you ever have a name? Like, you know, there's so many there's so many songs with like, you know, fruit names. Do you ever think I'm going to make that because of that song, or does it all start with the jam first and then the name?
You know what? It does depend because sometimes I'll just have a song in my head. Like I had, you know, that California Soul song.
Uh-huh.
I had that in my head for like a week solid. I'm like, I'm making something that's going to be called California Soul, and then I ended up making Apricot Habanero. So it fit.
Or there you go. Like that's cool. Like,
but it literally was in my head for like a week. I'm like, something is going to get named this. I don't know what, but something.
the great beyond was telling you it needed to be. Yes, that had to be a name out there.
Yep. I love that. That part honestly is the most fun.
I would think it'd be really fun, like a really exciting thing to do. You're grabbing a new flavor and you're creating a new flavor, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, there's that name. And just be, it's like a, it's a, you might not, you might be a clapper when it comes to music, but you're super creative when it comes to this product. So that's your gift, I think.
That is like the highest compliment that somebody can give me. It's funny because I'm surrounded by artists and musicians and I have a very creative family and friend base. So for me, my superpower is making jam. To me, it doesn't feel like much when other people are making these beautiful paintings or making these amazing songs. And I'm like, I just make jam. So it's nice when somebody appreciates it because it is definitely hard work.
It is. And my gift is a big mouth and I like to talk. So that's how I ended up here.
I love it.
my, my that's off the topic, but hey, we're just talking, we're just hanging out. My parents talked about that I was very quiet until about 15 or 16.
Huh.
And they said some moment the switch flipped, and they after that they just couldn't shut me up, and it's like been that way ever since. And I kind of do remember sort of being a quiet kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I remember going to I went to a family reunion, and all of a sudden I was like talking to all these aunts, uncles, cousins, people I didn't know, and at the end people were telling my parents like, "Oh, he's really come out of his shell," and
that's
to me
awesome.
I don't. Yeah, it's weird, and then I haven't shut up since. But anyway, yeah, that's enough about me. We're here about you. So do you do like just mostly farmers markets, or do you ship everywhere in the world? Do you ship in the country? What do you do?
So I'm under Michigan cottage law, meaning I make all my jams and jellies in, like, I safely can them in my home. So you can't mail.
Okay.
And the list of things that you can make is a lot smaller. Like, I may move to a commercial kitchen maybe next year, depending on, my son will be going to kindergarten and that'll help. We'll have free up a little bit more time. So things may change, but for now, I do pop up. Like, I'll do the farmer's market again for August and September, possibly October.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a little show in Waterford, a little Golden Agers, little pop-up, these older people that have a show every year. They've supported me since the beginning. So I'll be there on the 13th of this month. And then I have the Corn Fest at Salem Bible Church on the 20th of August. So I usually do a few shows every month, but it's kind of a pop-up. We don't generally do like a set Saturday morning, like farmer's market that's every single week. I just don't have the time.
Right.
So now, the Whitmore one is perfect.
And so we'll see you there for sure. And will you have Purple Rain there yet?
Yes. You know what's funny? I actually just made it the day before yesterday.
How'd it come out?
Oh my gosh, perfection and delicious. That is one of my favorites. Like, plums make the most beautiful jam. I don't know what that is. It just you're cooking them down and they're almost like a creamy kind of texture. They are delicious.
We're gonna be there. Put some aside for us because. I know I have about four or five friends that live out of state that I'll be seeing soon, and they're going to be like, give me some of that. So
it's funny because people will buy stuff just for the names. Like, holiday time, I've had a bunch of people buy Purple Rain just because they were Prince fans, which is so cute to me. I'm like, that is adorable.
Oh, yeah, we're the Prince. Like, once you, like, because I believe you're going to want to go big, and I think you're going to have a commercial kitchen, and you're going to be able to ship nationwide in the next couple of years. And when you do, you name stuff after Prince songs, and we Prince people are crazy. We will buy all of it. It won't even be a problem. Yeah,
I hate it because tend to be an overachiever, so it's probably going to happen. Even though I say I'd like to take it a little slower, I'm not a slow person.
You know, if I was like, what's the show where you bring your ideas to people? The one with Mark Cuban and all those guys. Shark Tank. There you go. Like, if you came to me and I was Mark Cuban, and you're like, hey, I've got this business. I'd be investing money in this right away. So you're going to be big. Just be ready because you're going to be. And,
oh, my gosh. I'm trying to pace it out. I'm like, Lord, I just have to have my kids get a little older to where life gets a little calmer. Because I homeschooled during COVID, so it was that on top of I sold thousands of jars of jam out of my house. And it was a lot.
Yeah, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. But, yeah, do it at your pace because you're in no hurry.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess – you know, I'm going to pin you down on this. Your favorite go-to musical artist. That's really important to me. I need to know this stuff.
Okay, so Michael Jackson / Prince.
Okay, then we're family then. There you go.
we have excellent taste.
you're one of us. You are.
Though. It is truly perfection. Like, both of them, perfection in so many different ways. Like, there's nothing better.
They're very different, but very much nailed it. Yeah. What they wanted to set out to do, they did it to perfection.
Yes.
And just like be my show and your jams, perfection, girl.
I love it.
So before we get off the phone, give me another thing. Just give me all your social media accounts. Give me any way people, because it will hit a lot of Michigan folks, so I do want people to hit you up in order and get out to the Farmer's Market. Yeah, there we go, not Farmer's Ark. That's no one. I want people to get out there and meet you, and they'll fall in love with your business too. So give me all your socials and every way to get a hold of you. Fire away, go for it.
Awesome. Okay, so my Facebook is facebook.com/mixspreads, MCSPREADS. And then my Instagram is instagram.com/motorcityspreads, all one word. And then my email is motorcityspreads at gmail.com. So So they can go on any of those things. They can like my pages. Things will pop up. Like, I always post different events that I'm doing. When my list comes out, I usually drop a list about once a month, and it sells out. Generally, it's been a week or so. I've got a really, really loyal, amazing following. So things go pretty fast, but I also have an email list. If somebody's interested in joining that, I usually send an email out like once a month right before the list drops. They get things a few days early. So there are some flavors that do not ever see social media. My people snap them up immediately. Like, I make a salted pear caramel that's an actual fruit caramel, and that goes insane. Like, it literally goes within like 30 minutes.
Perfect. Wow. Good for you. That's awesome. That'll be exciting times. Exciting times.
Yeah. Yep. That might be on the next, possibly, if not in August, it'll be in September. So that's one to definitely watch for, because it's delicious.
And you'll have some purple rains put to the side for me for the farmer's market, right?
Absolutely. And I made I think I have like 60 of those. So I should have enough for the farmer's market of that day. So anybody who wants purple rain, if they come on the 7th, they should be able to get it.
Yep. Well, they can meet you and they can meet me. We can hang out. We can actually have a good time. The purple head.
Yeah, we can
get together.
We can post up and just listen to music.
There you go. I like it. Well, I thank you for coming on. It's been awesome. I really appreciate it a lot. And I wish you the best of luck. And I don't think you're going to need it. I think you're going to keep rocking it out. So just keep the music turned up loud, making great jellies and jams, and you're going to do just fine. And I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate you having me, and I'll see you on the 7th.
We'll see you on the 7th. All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
And we're back. And once again, thank you to Shanita Richards from Motor City Spreads. I think she's going to do big, big things, and I think you're going to actually see that on your local shelves in time. Trust me, this stuff is really good. So this weekend she'll be at the Farmer's Market locally here in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. If you guys want to go pick up some great jams and jellies and talk to a really great person, really nice person, that would be your stop. I will be there at some point because I got to pick up some of that purple rain that she's promising me that it's ready to rock. So I can't wait for that. And just checking out the local fair in general. It's a great little farmer's market, and it's a good time to be a part of the community. So if you're local and you want to stop by and say, hey, Jedi, how you doing? That'd be great. If you just want to go grab some jams and jellies from Shanita, she would appreciate that. So we are about the end of a show here. Once again, it goes by so fast. But you know what? We're not going to end it with sadness and heartbreak. I will be on a two-week hiatus. Vacation time is coming up before the school year starts, so I will be unavailable for the next few weeks. So we'll come back strong. We already have some things lined up for the next podcast. It gives you guys a little bit of chance to catch up, though, because I dropped, this will be the fourth in a month. And when I first started this, I really had an idea that it was going to pretty much be a twice-a-month podcast, just somewhere to check in, share some cool stuff with you guys. But things started happening quick, and a lot of interviews and a lot of things I wanted to share. So we end up doing four in a month. So in a couple weeks, we'll be back. I have two great shows lined up for August. And once in a while, I'll probably do three in a month. But I'm trying to do two in a month and try to put out really quick, you know, really good quality shows, not just quick and whatever, fly by the seat of my pants. So I hope you guys have thought the first four have been quality. I hope so. And I definitely wanted to get Shanita's on here, her interview on before the farmer's market, so that you guys could kind of like go out and check out all the great jams and jellies. So I just said, you know what? We're not going 2 weeks. We had Corey D last week. This week we're doing this, and it's going to be good. So I needed to do that before the weekend. So go out there and check it out, like I said. And then I'll be gone for a few weeks. Gives you guys a chance to catch up. Episode one is interviewing the amazing Jeffrey Luna, the owner of Real Music Radio and a good friend of mine. We just chit-chat about things been going on in his life and his fishing out in Los Angeles that he did with a friend of his. Week two was Kathy Coleman from Land of the Lost. You remember the Land of the Lost series in the 70s? Holly Marshall. We talked to her. Last week, Corey D. Williams, who not only is the son of Billy D. Williams, he was in The Return of the Jedi, and then he's got a couple projects musically that he has done and just released a book. And then again, this week was Shanita Richards. So we're really just trying to focus on cool people that do or have done really cool things. And that's why the show was just blasting out in July. We just had a bunch of them in a row there. So catch up. And in a couple weeks, I'll be back with a new one. As always, God bless, and thank you for your love and support. And, you know, don't cry, but I'll miss you guys, okay? See you in a few weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what we came to do. Open your eyes to see the renaissance that's in me. Without any further ado, the renaissance that's in you. Back with the funkiness, move with the funkiness. We are the funkiest prophet.